Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your co-host, Grace Fox, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Philippians 4, 6 and 7.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Humanly speaking, the world in which we live gives us plenty of reasons to worry. Recent news headlines speak of earthquakes, fires, hurricanes, a humanitarian disaster, a worldwide pandemic, and increasing division over the pandemic. Those are a few of the biggies. But there's more. The ones we face on a daily basis. The choices our kids make. Caring for aging parents. Paying the monthly bills, getting along with our spouse, coping with a family member struggling with addictions or mental health issues, finding suitable daycare, and the list goes on. Life feels a bit chaotic sometimes, but God's word speaks instruction and encouragement to us in the midst of the chaos. It says, "Don't be anxious for anything." This literally means to stop fretting about the events and incidents that happen in this life. It warns us that continual worry chokes or suffocates us. It steals our peace, robs our joy, and leaves us lying awake at night with fear-filled thoughts running through our mind. Constant worry can even make us physically ill. The word anything in some versions reads nothing. Be anxious for nothing. It means nothing at all. So don't worry or fret about a thing. Zero. Zip. Nada. This sounds like a tall order, doesn't it? How is this even possible? We have to read on to learn how to do this. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In the original Greek, the first part of the word from which we get the word prayer denotes close, personal, even intimate contact with another. But that Greek word has a second part we need to understand so we can fully appreciate this verse. The second part infers an exchange. We give God something and He gives us something in return. When we put the word picture together, we see that we're to draw close to God. We're to get personal with Him and give Him our concerns, the worries, the fear that keeps us awake at night and which threatens to suffocate us. In exchange, He gives us His peace. We definitely get the better end of the deal. Supplication means to cry earnestly to God. It's the same word used in James 5:16 that says, The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. It's a passionate outpouring of our concerns to God. It's getting bold with Him. We can do that. He has big shoulders. We don't have to tiptoe with God because He knows our thoughts anyway, right? We can tell Him our deepest fears and boldly ask Him to take them and do something about them. And we can do this with expectant hearts. The writer of this verse also tells us to give thanks. For most of my adult life, I missed that part of this verse. I'd prayed and prayed and prayed about the things that concerned me, and guess what happened? My worries only grew more embedded in my mind because they were my sole focus as I talked to God about them. One day, the words, "with thanksgiving," popped off the page as I read this verse. It was like someone turned on the light. In the midst of my worries, I began to thank God for His faithfulness to me in the past, and I thanked Him for what He was going to do in answer to my prayers. Giving thanks shifted my focus from my concerns to the God who wanted to deal with them on my behalf. And then my worries lessened. When I gave God my concerns with thanksgiving, He gave me His peace, a divine exchange. Think of the instructions in these verses like a mathematical equation of sorts. On the left side of the equal sign, there are three elements: refuse to worry about anything, pray with boldness and sincerity, and give thanks. On the right side of the equal sign is the peace of God. Refuse to worry about anything, plus pray with boldness and sincerity, plus give thanks, equals the peace of God. If one of the three elements on the left side of the equal sign is missing, then we'll miss out on the sum. How's your heart, my friend? Is it filled with worry and fear? Stand firm and refuse to cave into them. Give them to God. Give thanks in advance for what He will do, and receive His peace in exchange. Here's my prayer for you today. Heavenly Father, thank You for caring about our well-being. Thank You for being willing to bear our concerns and worries. Forgive us for the times we say we give them to You, but shortly afterwards take them back. Teach us to truly live as these verses instruct, to refuse to worry about anything, to pray about everything, and to give thanks. Thank You for the gift of peace You give in exchange. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceBox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com